الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وبعد. This is the 16th hadith in Imam al-Nawawi's collection of 40 ahadith al-Arba'un al-Nawawiyyah. Imam al-Nawawi رحمه الله said, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أوصني، قال لا تغضب، فردد مرارا قال لا تغضب. Imam Bukhari and others collected this hadith. We will discuss another narration of this hadith later, inshallah. Here, the hadith is from Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, who said that a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his advice. أوصني, give me your wasiyah, advice. قال لا تغضب, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not get angry. And the man repeated his question three times, several times. Each time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, لا تغضب, don't get angry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised those who suppress anger in the Quran. In his statement in Surah Ali Imran, which is Surah number 3, Ayah 134, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, those who suppress anger and those who forgive the people. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ, suppress, الْغَيْضَ, anger. وَالْعَافِينَ, who forgive, عَنِ النَّاسِ, the people, for their errors and mistakes. The scholar said that this is a great hadith. It is among the concise speech that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brief words yet containing great meanings, just like the meaning contained in this hadith, because according to the scholars, it collected the good of this life and the hereafter. In the Prophet's statement, لا تغضب, there is the good of this life and the hereafter, because anger leads to separation between people. They part with each other because of anger. Also, it leads to harshness and stopping being kind and lenient. Also, maybe physical harm will touch one of the parties to anger, and this will reduce from the religion. So it is good for us in this life and in the hereafter. Because somebody goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having abused others, maybe used his hand to punish others, and that will reduce from their good deeds with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith contains the repellent, if I can say that. It repels most of the evils that happen by people. Because in this life, people are either feeling good and delight or feeling temptation and anger. And therefore, when one satisfies a part of these four things, then it's like they're satisfying a fourth of evil. This is what one of the scholars said, may Allah reward them. So when one repels, suppresses anger, doesn't act on anger, either in statement or action, then they save themselves from a lot of evil. There is another narration for this hadith collected by Imam al-Tabarani. It is found in Sahih al-Targhib wa-Tarhib. It's authentic, that the man who asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was Abu Darda رضي الله عنه. In that narration, he said, يا رسول الله, who Allah's messenger, دلني على عمل يدخلني الجنة. Tell me about an action that will take me into Jannah. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, and رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تغضب ولك الجنة. Don't get angry and you will earn Jannah. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked here, أوصني. Tell me about an action that benefits me. And رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تغضب. Do not become angry or allow the ways and means of anger to reach you, to come to you, to get to you. So you stay away from what leads to anger. And this way, you will not have to get angry. And if something happens that makes you angry, suppression of anger is a part of faith. And look at the hadith we just mentioned from Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Suppressing anger leads to Jannah. The man who asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here we know that it's Abu Darda and maybe another person, more than one. It seems like they had anger in them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives revelation from Allah. What he says is from Allah. So that person received an advice, in fact, a commandment even, because wasiyya also means commandment, to keep away from anger. He knew from Allah that this person needs this advice for their good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the instructions to his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through revelation to say, la taghdab. The man needed it. And it came at a good time because that man said, I found that suppressing anger brings every kind of good. So he acted on the wasiyya, the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he left anger, either stayed away from anything that leads to anger, or when he got angry, he just did not act on his anger. So this is good, any way one looks at it. Also, we have a hadith collected by Imam Bukhari and Muslim from Abu Hurairah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالصُّرَعَةِ إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. The one who's strong is not one who overcomes other people physically. The one who's strong is the one who suppresses his anger when he's angry. Bukhari and Muslim. Here are a few words of advice about when one gets angry, what to do. The best thing is stay away from anything that may lead to anger, especially if it is a repeated situation, you know that if I start this, it's gonna lead to some kind of anger. Let me leave it from the beginning. Also, don't forget that getting angry for Allah's sake is required. That's not what we're talking here about. It's just personal things. And also exaggerating and responding to people for their aggression against one, either in words or statement or actually in action, and to do whatever is best for that situation to keep away from anger. So when one feels anger, say, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه. Here we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the cursed devil, from what the devil tries to bring in terms of temptations, invitations to anger, to act on anger. You seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all of that. Also, remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about those who suppress anger. Also remember the evil that may come from one acting on their anger, such as maybe their friends, they separate. They don't talk to each other anymore. Maybe some kind of violence happens. Maybe some harsh words that one says that will remain in the mind and heart of the other person, and they keep, shaitan keeps bringing these statements up in the heart and mind of the person who was the recipient of this harshness, and therefore the anger turns into enmity. Also, if somebody is angry and they're standing, sit down. If somebody is sitting down, stand up, leave the room, change the situation you're in. That extra effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you get rid of the shaitan, the devil, because shaitan loves it when Muslims part with each other, become angry with each other, become enemies to each other. Also, one could do ghusl, take a shower, wudu, pray two rak'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you get rid of anger. And water helps when one is angry to extinguish, bi'idhnillah, the fire of anger. Also, one should remember Allah's ability above them. No? Maybe you can act on your anger, and Allah is able to act on you anytime He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He owns you and He is Al-Qadir. He's the one who has all the ability, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember that. And then when one remembers Allah's power over them, they will not think much of their power over people who are weaker than them. Also remember how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Halim. He's forbearing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the creation. So many of them, most of them, as the Quran stated, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah said in the Quran, most people, even if you try your best, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will not become believers. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to live in this life, live their life, and gives them rizq even. Gives them all the time they need to remember. Maybe they will remember. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing people to say all kinds of kufr against Him, commit all kinds of shirk against Him, yet He's forbearing with them. And yet here we are, it's a simple matter. Much of it may be just personal things, with the shaitan sitting there happy to make things even worse between Muslims. And we're allowing this little thing to become maybe a barrier between us and continuing our relationship with other Muslims on good terms. Now, in this hadith, we find that the man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam several times, أوصني لا تغضب. أوصني لا تغضب. أوصني لا تغضب. Repeating this question and the answer from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicates the significance of this commandment. لا تغضب, just two words. Very significant. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated it. This hadith also helps Muslims control the tongue, because this tool the tongue is what brings trouble the most to most people. Just keep moving the tongue and talking and saying things. Control it. It's good for you in this life and in the hereafter. Stay away from anything that may bring anger to you, because this way you will avoid the anger itself, which is not a good feeling, and the consequences of anger if you acted on your anger. Also, it is required from Muslims to observe, to really make sure that they behave the way Islam tells them to behave, because it is good manners. Good manners. لا تغضب. Good manners. Wallah, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a commandment for us, an advice for us. It's good manners. These are good akhlaq. So hold firmly to these akhlaq, the akhlaq of Islam, and the Quran and Sunnah, and the way of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the imams of Islam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge in the religion and make us among the righteous. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.